This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:42 and it is time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They have a website you can go to to check them out. They also have an Instagram. I had All Natural Stone help us redo our kitchen, and you can too. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com.
I try to line up with you.
I know it's not easy.
I do my best. I'm trying.
We're working from separate sides or opposite sides of the Bay Area. There's bound
North
to be
Bay, South Bay. Woo.
Miscommunications, and
yep,
it just comes with it. All right, so here's what's happening. I've already mentioned many times, but I guess if you're just joining us, you'll probably feel like, how could you do the news without talking about the ash falling everywhere? That's right. There is there are a lot of fires burning in the Bay Area. There's ash falling everywhere. You are correct. And also, there have been evacuations. So you may want to check in with friends if you know they were in an area where there's a fire burning, because they may have had to run for it. So
right.
Maybe they could use your help. I don't know. And who knows how it's going to go for us. We're certainly near one of the big fires. So
yep.
Nobody's free of this problem. This is a trip, so tolls reportedly coming to many, if not most, Bay Area freeways. You know, that headline definitely catches your attention. If
Whoa.
You read the article, first of all, it's more about the toll lane, not all the roads. So it's about that I can pay extra and get into a lane that'll zoom me through, even if I don't have the necessary occupancy load, that money. Right. So that's one thing. Then you read further down, and they're really aiming most of these changes at the Bay Area in 2050. I tried to do the math and went, I don't think I'm going to be around for that, but
sure,
maybe
you will.
Maybe I will. Maybe.
They probably
but
will.
These things
your kids will be like, yeah. Oh, actually, your kids. They'll be saying, you can't drive anymore, Grandpa. Sorry.
Right. Sure. Right.
2050. You're taking my independence.
I don't think so. But anyway, the point is that they're putting these conversations out there and looking at this for many years down the line, 15 years into the future and beyond. So, and I can see how that's going to be. I mean, certainly if we continue to have people move here, the freeways are a problem.
Yeah.
No
you
question.
You know, I will say though that I really expected us to have at least flying cars by the time 2050 rolled around. But I expected us to have self-driving cars in the next few years. And I would think that that would go so far to alleviate traffic on freeways that we wouldn't need this.
Well, this is something that they have to look into without knowing when these self-driving cars will take over the roadways. They're also looking at, by the way, lowering the speed limit to 55, which that one really stuck in my throat. I'm just like, what? Why would you? I think California There was a point where California was 65, and in my youth, I think we went back to 55 for a while, and then we
nationwide 55, I think, for a bit.
Yeah, and
some places
then we
are still that.
Well, we came back up, and that was a joyous day. And I would be sad to see us go back to 55, but that's me. Maybe there's others that are excited by that idea. Like, wow, that'd be nice.
Well, environmentalists probably are. Don't they say, 55 saves gas. It saves on carbon emissions. It's safer. There's reasons. Yeah. But I need to get
you.
Where I'm going and, right.
Oh, well, listen to you talk.
Not driving.
I feel
55.
Like you've never, the gas in your car has never been pushed.
I don't even push
beyond,
that. Yeah.
Right.
She doesn't.
I don't have a gas pedal.
Oh, right.
that I know of.
Good one.
I like to go slow and leave myself plenty
pedal.
Of time.
Right. Whatever you call that, you electric car people.
Oh,
hey, real
I was
quick.
Just saying, I don't, I, never mind. Wasn't a gas comment.
Well, okay.
Just that
it
I
wasn't?
Drive slow. No. Just
well,
I
no,
slow.
That's true. But you said you don't have a gas pedal, and I went, right. "Oh, right. Of course you don't." Because
that could
you...
mean two things. That was right. very smart on your part.
Anyway, embattled Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has reversed course. It looks like he says all the changes that need to be made to the Postal Service will be suspended until after the election. Of course, that comment comes as 20 states and more have filed federal lawsuits about them screwing with the upcoming election. So hopefully all of this goes away until the new year and we get through the elections without a bunch of fraud.
Yeah. How about that? Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. That would be nice. It's not easy to be in business for yourself in general. And being in business in San Francisco comes with other challenges, including where can people park? And oh my goodness, tent cities have popped up right in our entryway.
Right. You can't get to the store.
A San Francisco restaurant that made headlines for launching $200 per person meals inside these plastic domes they'd purchased for $4,000 each.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, sorry, they weren't each. It was 4,000 on the three domes total. But still, a big chunk of change went into hopefully being able to serve food on this outdoor patio while protecting people from the homeless that are there in
Uh-oh.
This little patio area that they deal with every day. Now, I understand that homelessness is not something that anyone would specifically choose. Mm-hmm. And I get that it's a major problem in San Francisco. This restaurant was hoping to be able to stay in business through this. They're at 5th and Mission Streets. And they say this is a spot where a lot of people hang out. And they hope that these domes would attract people to come and eat. But
I see a few problems with these before you even tell me what the actual problem is. First of all, the greenhouse effect. Second of all, it's weird to be inside a bubble eating a $200 meal looking out the window at homeless people. That just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right.
Right.
So I assume these aren't working. I'm just assuming.
No, they didn't work out. They were ordered to get rid of them. In fact, they received a lot of hate mail from people who saw the domes as anti-homeless. The owner of the restaurant says that someone anonymously complained to the Department of Public Health about the domes, and they were ordered to take them down and come up with a new way to serve people, which they don't think they can do in that.
Yeah.
It's an alleyway of sorts. Yeah. But they don't think anyone's going to want to eat with people commenting and asking for stuff
right,
off your
exactly.
plate. And they say, here's his comment, the owner. There are people who come by and spit, yell, and stick their hands in people's food. They also go to the bathroom right here where people are trying to eat. We'd hope that these would make people feel safer. But instead, we've been ordered to get rid of them, and it will be very hard for us to operate. going forward. So I don't know, man.
That is tough. I can absolutely see that a restaurant in that area who can't, they can't let you in, which means they can't keep anyone out. They can't continue to exist. It's in this climate.
Right.
That's tough. You know, kudos to them for trying, but that's right off the bat, it reads like, oh, that seems like I don't want to sit in my fabulous glass bubble, you know, and look out at
the homeless people. Don't disagree with you that whole, you know, you'd get pretty hot in there and there's no airflow. And then if you open it up now, what's the point of the bubble? You're going to have to put your mask back on. It's a pickle.
Right.
New study out of Stanford. Trip out on this. Did you know that on your phone, Apple has, and I don't know because I am using my Samsung phone.
Oh.
My Android phone is my camera at the moment. So I haven't looked on that one, but there is a COVID-19 tracing thing that was pushed out to our phones.
Oh.
And if you look on your Apple phone in the settings, let me see if I got it. Let me look at this.
This is in settings. Well, I can probably search for it, right? Just COVID.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was exactly, but there's something on your phone that allows you to opt in, and it's part of a COVID tracing program.
Oh, I see it. COVID-19 exposure notifications, privacy, health. You have to scroll down a little bit. It's basically telling you can log in.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to
see how that goes for them and if it's something that people find useful or if they find it too watchful. I don't know. But here's another example of these phones and the technology. A new study out of Stanford University found that the phone could predict whether or not a person was drunk by using its sensors to monitor their walking for just 20 steps.
Wow.
And the phones were right more than 90% of the time. That I guess your gait is off or something. I mean, you're just not.
You're not you. Oh,
you're
not someone else.
Researchers say this could be useful to keep people safe in the future, like telling them when they're too drunk to drive. The problem with that is usually when people are too drunk to drive, that's when they will tell you, no, they're fine. And they'll They'll just tell their phone they're fine, the same way they would tell their friends they're fine and get in the car anyway.
Siri, I'm fine. Stop bothering me.
Right.
Just unlock my car and start the thing up. It's fine.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast facts. Oh, I love a fast fact.
In the 18th century, rich people would hire real people to serve basically as human garden gnomes.
Really?
The ornamental hermits would live in the rich person's garden and dress like a druid. And that was their job, to live in a rich person's garden.
Well,
I was surprised.
You got a place to live. I mean, is there comfortable there? We got like a garden shed or something?
I doubt it.
Gone
I was thinking that.
Who's living in your garden? You can rely on the old
man's money. Oh, now you stop singing?
Well, I realized I wasn't singing along with it.
I was talking over you, so I stopped, and then, okay. Anyway, I thought you'd know all about this.
Never heard of it. You know, I'm torn on stuff like that. You know, you hear about people who get hired to be other people's furniture. That was a couple years ago. Remember that? Like, where there were people just, like, kneeling down as benches for people to sit on in rich people houses. And
yeah,
it's
like, disgusting. That's not
well,
right.
It is. It's wrong. On the other hand, if you need a job and this person's saying, yeah, you can live right here in my garden and just, you know, pretend you're a druid the whole day. It'll be so fun for me and my kids. Like, it's wrong, but also there's no shame in any work, in my opinion.
All right.
I'm glad that went out of fashion, Vinny, because it does seem troubling.
The word egregious comes from Latin where it meant exceptionally good. But people kept using it sarcastically to the point where the meaning completely evolved and is now, it just means exceptionally bad.
Yeah.
Egregious.
I've made an egregious error of my ways. I just did it. Did you hear it?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah, go native. I have all California native plants and I don't have any ant problems or any bug problems.
Oh, good for you.
So it's what you've planted.
So yes. Oh, did we just lose me? Am I not here?
No, I hear you fine.
You're still there for us.
Oh, somebody, yeah. Vinny was gone.
I'm gone?
Oh. No, you're there. I hear you now. Okay, good.
I've had crackling the whole morning, though, from the very beginning.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's...
All day. We're going to reset our units because Bryn reset his this morning. The station end of it. Bryn reset his and he hasn't been hearing the crackling at all. So we're going to try that with ours. Because the last couple days, it's been horrible. But Nicole assures us that our listeners are not hearing that.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Let's see. I'm out of time. I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.